It used to stink whenever the cleaning guys at the Cleveland Clinic needed to strip the floors. The patients, doctors, and nurses would complain about the chemical vapors, so they started clearing areas of the hospital on floor cleaning days. Today, Dennis Casey says they drive around on a new scrubbing machine.
That's an automatic stripper. It's called an orbital scrubber, and it strips the floors without the use of chemicals, only water.
The newfangled machine looks kind of like a riding mower. They run over the hospital floors, spraying cold water, and the machine scrubs. Casey says it works just as well as the old chemicals, but it doesn't smell and it takes a lot less time. That's music to Christina Ayers' ears. She's environmental coordinator at the Cleveland Clinic. Ayers says the most important part of picking cleaners and tools is to make sure they're going to work. Of course, water alone isn't enough for every job. Hospitals need disinfectants. Ayers says the Environmental Protection Agency helps with that.
EPA actually certifies disinfectants, and all products that are used as a disinfectant have to go through the same rigorous testing to ensure their efficacy. But what we're buying when we're buying the products is the efficacy of the product, not all the additional chemicals and perfumes and other elements that are not necessary for the product to function well.
Ayers says lots of people are used to that hospital smell, but that's often just a cocktail of cleaning chemicals, and it doesn't create the healthiest environment for patients and staff. They still use bleach at the clinic. It's a great disinfectant, but only in specific places, door handles and other high-traffic areas. Ayers says other places, like windows and bathrooms, can get just as clean without other harsh chemicals. At first, it was tough for some folks on the cleaning staff to accept the new fragrance-free products. Those strong smells signaled a clean room. Ayers says some would use the natural cleaners, but then spray chemical air fresheners just to make sure the room smelled clean.
Well, that's a bridge we have to cross. We have to help people understand that clean smells of nothing, and that when you're smelling all of those smells that are associated with clean, that chemical smell, smell of bleach, those perfumes, all those volatile organic compounds that come out of those cleaning products, you don't really want to be inhaling all of that product. You really want it to be working. You want to purchase the efficacy of the product and not all that extra stuff that goes into our air.
Ayers says people with asthma and other breathing problems understand that right away, and often others just need a little explanation.
Once you explain that to people, that you're using a product that's safer for the indoor air quality of our hospital, It's an easy step. People understand it, and they quickly go accustomed to the new smell of clean, which is a much more mild and fresh and less chemical smell than what you might be familiar with even in your own home.
In fact, I talked with one woman on the cleaning staff who says since the hospital switched to more natural products, she's seen how well they work and has started using green cleaners at home. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.